Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's not Free for All Friday. This is Thursday. They saw that throwback Thursday in social media. But well, there's a lot of throwing going on. And if you watched any of the political jargon and the rhetoric, you know, there seems to be a little upset between the president and Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon hasn't really come out and talked himself since this deal came out with the quotes in the book that has been written by, oh, what's that guy's name? I've got to hear. Michael Wolff. Michael Wolff. Not sure about this guy's credibility in journalism as far as his integrity. But it's interesting that all this rhetoric, this chaos, just keeps going round and round and round, and we never seem to get any rest from it. No rest for the wicked is what they say. No rest for the wicked. So the Washington Post is already throwing cold water on Michael Wolff's book, and this is written by Todd Beeman. I wonder what you think about this. What do you think about this fight between Steve Bannon and President Donald Trump? Now, I know that Steve Bannon has not gotten along well with Ivanka, and he's been very derogatory towards her and her husband. I had a son. I have a son. I have five of them. But one of them, months and months and months and months and months ago, was telling me he looked up things regarding Steve Bannon. And this was a long, long time ago. He said, he's not really a good guy, Mom. He really isn't a good guy. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And now here we are. And, of course, President Trump just says that Steve is looking out for Steve. He just wants all the attention. Of course, well, let me just share with you what the Washington Post has said here. It says the Washington Post threw cold water Wednesday on Michael Wolff's forthcoming book that includes scathing information on President Donald Trump and from former chief strategist Steve Bannon, saying in one report the second guessing of Wolff's work has already begun. A provocateur and a media pomonist, Wolff has a penchant for stirring up an argument and pushing the facts as far as they'll go, and sometimes further than can be tolerated, according to his critics. Well, are they facts that he's pushing, or are they just half-truths? That's me saying that. He has been accused of just recreating scenes in his books and columns, but of creating them wholesale. You know, everybody's written a book. Everybody wants to sell a book. I have people call me all the time. They want to promote their book. No, they don't want to pay for advertising, but they want to come on the air and promote their book, and I need to do that for them because I'm a good guy or a good gal. Everybody wants to sell a book, and I'm sure that a lot of this rhetoric we heard yesterday was about pushing the selling of this book. Do not buy the book. Don't give them any kind of support. Why would you buy the book? Well, Trump went after Bannon, as most fathers would, to defend his family. He says, Steve Bannon has nothing to do with me and my presidency. When he was fired, he not only lost his job, he lost his mind. Steve was a staffer who worked for me after I already won the nomination by defeating 17 candidates, often described as the most talented field ever assembled in the Republican Party. You know, there's not any ego going on here, is there? Now that he is on his own, Steve is learning that winning isn't as easy as I make it look. Steve had very little to do with our historic victory, which was delivered by the forgotten men and women of this country. Yet Steve had everything to do with the loss of a Senate seat in Alabama held for more than 30 years by Republicans. Steve doesn't represent my base. He's only in it for himself. I agree with that. But I do have to chuckle at the two egos going at each other. At least one of them. Steve hasn't come out on his own and said anything just yet. In the book, according to Wolf, Bannon talks about treason with Donald Jr. and the Russians. But just months ago, he was saying there's no truth to it, no facts, nothing. There's nothing. It's just made up. Why would somebody say totally and completely opposite later? And why, if Steve Bannon or even President Donald Trump, if they really care about liberty and independence and freedom and the republic, restoring the republic, why would Bannon do this? Well, he's been upset with President Trump since he got fired. Nobody likes to get fired, even when you know it's coming. And I've had some jobs before that were temp jobs. They were temporary. You knew it was temporary when you hired on. You knew it was temporary. It was going to be a seasonal job. But when the layoff comes, it still stings. It still smarts. It's not a pleasant feeling. Well, I kind of am like... Laura Ingraham last night, she said, what purpose is this possibly going to serve? You know, President Trump, you know, he could have ignored it, but he didn't, because his ego doesn't allow him to do that. That's just his personality. His ego doesn't allow him to just turn around and walk away. Sometimes you need to turn around and walk away. Bannon can't turn around and walk away. Because his feelings are hurt. His ego got bruised. But like I said, it's going to be interesting watching it unfold. He himself has not said anything. It's all been the rhetoric over the book. The book came out. They're pushing the book. I'm certain that the blah, 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 blah is all about everybody getting interested. Oh, I need to read that book. My advice is, don't buy the book. Don't buy the book. Don't fall into this craziness. I told you that about Hillary Clinton's book. Don't buy the book. We know why she lost, because she didn't get enough votes. Don't buy the book. Now you're thinking, Beth, it wasn't that simple. Well, no, it wasn't that simple, and it still isn't that simple. We are a nation in total turmoil. This is just more chaos. You know, a lot of people, I don't think they do so much anymore. I used to watch these soap operas. What a huge Peyton Place soap opera this nation has become. You know, part of it is because we've just plain old forgotten who we are, why we rebelled against the king in the first place. And now, just like in the Patriot, we've traded one king 3,000 miles away for 3,000 kings in bureaucracy and elected officials right here in our land 1 mile away. And we listen to all their pettiness and their complaining and their belly aching while you and I take on second and third jobs trying to make ends meet. Sometimes that doesn't even work. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, so let's talk about some of the rhetoric. that's going on. Let's talk about some of the things that are happening behind the scene of the rhetoric. 877-895-5410. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, and we will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. If you want to join me in conversation, what do you think about the Bannon and the Trump war that's heating up? Will it just die down about as quickly as it fired up, or are we going to listen to this stuff for a while? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, Breitbart's mad at him. The followers of Breitbart, and of course he was, Bannon was a big part of who started Breitbart, but they're not happy with him. And like I said, there is no purpose to what they're doing as far as restoring the Republic, as they promised that that's what they wanted. So the egos are raging. And again, the forgotten man is forgotten. Donald Trump, and I haven't seen this in the news other than when I search on my emails for news, and this is coming from Newsmax, and this is by Todd Beeman. But did you know that yesterday, President Donald Trump dissolved the Voter Fraud Commission? Did you know that? And his statement is this: despite substantial evidence of voter fraud, many states have refused to provide us with basic information relevant to its inquiry. Rather than engage in endless legal battles, today I signed an executive order, and this was yesterday, to dissolve the commission and have asked the Department of Homeland Security to review these issues and determine the next course of action. I didn't hear that on the news last night. I heard about the Russian dossier. I heard about Paul Ryan goes and talks to the Department of Justice. I heard about Bannon. I heard about Donald Trump's tweets. But I didn't hear about this. Why? Why would these states, and these are mostly Democratic states, be against finding out whether they want to believe that the Russians did it? But why would they be against finding out if they have any voter fraud going on in their communities, in their states? Wouldn't you want to know that? President Donald Trump is willing at this point in time, this is just talk right now, nothing's happened, it's just talk, but he's willing to compromise over the DACA issue if he gets certain things. What do you think about that? I mentioned yesterday about the sign going up in the state of California because it is now a sanctuary state, which is against federal law. Now, I believe in sovereignty, but there are only a small amount of jobs or tasks that your D.C. elected officials are supposed to take care of, meaning Congress, the Senate, and the representatives. Guarding our borders is one of them. And they don't do it. So when a state says, I'm going to ignore all the federal laws regarding immigration, my feelings are no more federal funding. Why should you and I, whether you're in Missouri or Illinois or Kansas or New Mexico or Texas, why would I be paying California for things that they haven't earned? Because they're obstructing the law, ignoring the law of immigration, allowing an invasion into a nation, endangering their people in the state. Now, the majority of the people in the state don't want it, but they're stuck with it because they got Governor Brown, and that's their fault. And don't be fooled by Governor Brown's tender heart, because as I have mentioned many times, nobody else says it, but I've mentioned it many times, Governor Brown was adamantly against bringing any refugees here from Vietnam. When we escaped, when we pulled out of Vietnam, and their lives were in danger. And many, many villages were completely wiped out. Completely wiped out. I have talked directly to people from there of what had happened. Governor Brown didn't care. So why does he care now? Because it means votes. That's why he cares. People are leaving. The middle class is leaving the state of California. State of California is broke. And that happened under a Republican governor, if you'll remember. It's in a bad way. Why? Why? So again, I ask, why would any state, any precinct, be against finding out whether you had voter fraud. And now he's going to ask the Homeland Security to look into it. So we know there's voter fraud. And it's gone on for a long time, I'm certain. Not just in the last few administrations. I'm sure it's gone on. It's just getting worse. It's getting worse because they get away with it. You give them an inch, they take a mile, right? We had a strange election, did we not, in 2016? And it's been strange ever since. We elected a man that's not a politician. He's a businessman. And he's got an ego. And he is what they call a narcissist. And I think about every one of those elected officials are that. I'm sure that that's what Steve Bannon's issue is. And we sit here, we the people, the forgotten men and women, and we continue, I don't care what President Donald Trump says, we continue to be forgotten. There are issues, and I need to get a hold of Mindy Patterson. There are issues going on down on the farm, out in the West, with livestock and animal industry that are still under attack. And the USDA continues to do nothing about it. Absolutely nothing. We've had a change of guard, you know. But do we have another globalist in place? Do we have another big government person in place? Yeah, I'm afraid that we do. And I can't give details on some of these, but I need to get Mindy on. And we need to talk about it because you need to understand, just because somebody else was appointed here doesn't mean we got the right guy. I haven't talked to Bill for a while either. We need to talk to Bill again. The forgotten man and the forgotten woman are still forgotten. It doesn't really matter how many times, how many thousands of people are in the rallies with our president, and I do enjoy that. And I know he's trying to fix some things. But why do we have this constant barrage of chaos in the House? We're running around, you know how the ants run when you kick over the anthill? That's how I see the people in the United States of America today. We haven't got a clue what happened. And it happened right before our very eyes. As we added a 17th Amendment, and we made senators so that they could buy the vote. They can hop from one state to the other and become a senator. That's just what Mitt Romney's going to go home now. He's going to go home and he's going to run for the Senate seat of Orrin Hatch. I'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. I've got some interesting things that I think they're interesting. Maybe you don't. But what do you think about this fight? A distraction? Is it going to serve any good purpose? I don't see any good purpose. Oh, are we hiding something else? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. We the people, we may be forgotten, but we're still screaming, and we'll be right back. Holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've been talking a little bit about the Bannon-Trump fight that's boiling, the Book of Wolf, the Book of Wolf. I just saw an article that just popped up, and it's by Christopher Ruddy. He's with Newsmax, and he says this is no surprise. He's known both of the men for a long time, and he's pointing out some things that I really found interesting, that Bannon wasn't originally with Trump, and that is true. If you think back, go back a ways, he was actually pushing Ted Cruz until Trump started winning some things. In fact, even when Trump made his comment about John McCain, Bannon was saying he needed to get out. So the two men haven't necessarily been buddy buddies all this time, and it's a new falling out. Apparently, they've been off and on for a while. So we're going to go to the callers. We have Tom from Ohio, real quickly. Tom, how are you today?
No, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. What's on your mind?
Well, about this, all this battling going back and forth, and Trump with his little remarks and all that. I think you're right. You've answered your own question. It's a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. I've compared politics to professional wrestling for decades.
Right.
It's all show.
Very little of it was real. There were bruises, but very little of it was real.
Right. It's all just distraction. Watch my right hand so you don't know what my left is doing. You didn't hear about Trump's executive order because of all the distraction. That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that executive order? I mean, I think he's saving us money by just stopping it, but Homeland Security is going to look into it. But what do you think about these states that just absolutely would not cooperate with that commission looking into voter fraud?
Well, I would just off a quick guess would be we don't want to prove that we have voter fraud because then we can't manipulate the elections if we prove that we have it.
Well, they want to blame it on the Russians, but they won't blame it on anything within the states, will they?
Well, yeah, another distraction.
Uh-huh. Exactly. I agree with you, Tom. Thank you. Appreciate
the
call. Thank you for listening. Happy New Year to you as well.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you doing today?
I think the distractions are so Trump can get his agenda through. Just to keep them occupied on doing something.
Well, yeah, that's the only way he's going to get it done. You know, everybody talks about his tweeting, and I don't always like all his tweets. But, you know, if he had not tweeted about the lotto immigration bill, we wouldn't have known about it.
Well, they're trying to cut him off from the public.
Right.
And I think his tweets are a good idea.
I think they are, too, even though I don't like all of them.
And as far as the Russia collusion goes with our election, Vladimir Putin said it best. He said, if I could manipulate your elections, you wouldn't have had 8 years of Obama.
Well, that's probably true. But there is manipulation going on. But I don't. And I'm not saying that the Russians didn't try to do something. I think they did, but I don't think they colluded with Donald Trump. But I do think there was some collusion going on against Donald Trump, which was really against we the people. They don't care about Donald Trump. They just didn't want us to defy them, and they knew we were going to defy them. We already did it once. So, I don't know.
You think about this, though. How many countries have we gone into and ruined by poking our nose in it?
Oh, yeah. Well, and the issue with what's going on in Iran now, that's not something that Donald Trump caused. This actually started way back with President Carter when he helped topple the Shah, and the Shah was a good guy. So every time we go in and change a regime, it doesn't get better. We need to leave it up to those nations. But right now, they're hungry over there, and I mean literally.
Well, that's like Libya. Muammar Gaddafi. He was against the U.S. for a long time, but he started coming around. He was helping his people. Oh, we can't have that happen, so what did they do? Benghazi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And take him out.
Yeah.
And he was doing good for that country.
And now look what a mess it's in. Yeah.
And he actually backed the United States when we were fighting ISIS and that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can't have that happen.
No. No, we got to get rid of him.
And we have been successful through the presidency right now. We have, or at least the military area part of it, we have been successful in quieting ISIS. They're not done yet, but we have been somewhat successful in calming that issue down. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, here. I think I've read this to you before, Beth Ann, but I'm going to read it again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The people of every country are the only guardians of their own rights and their own instrument which can be used for its destruction. It is an axiom in my mind that our liberty can never be safe but in the hands of the people themselves, that two of the people with a certain degree of instruction. Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah. Freedom is never really won. It is a constant battle. There's always somebody around the corner that wants to take what you have, whether it's an elected official, a bureaucrat, or somebody foreign. There's always somebody who wants to take what you have, and that includes our liberty and our freedoms here in the United States, and we are losing our independence. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate the call. This is something else that wasn't mentioned. Now, this actually happened back in April, but it's just now coming out. I guess we've just now figured it out. But, you know, North Korea, Lil' Kim, he's been very vocal. He wants to be a nuclear power. And there are those here in the United States of America that believe we should let that happen. Just accept it. It's going to happen. But apparently he, you know, I was kind of being facetious about, well, maybe because he's bragging about having that button on his desk, that maybe he dropped his lunch on the button. But it's back in April when they shot up a missile. It went awry and it hit one of the cities really close by there. He is willing to do these tests. And he's willing to allow his people to be injured and killed and their cities taken out. Now, like I said, this happened back in April. It says North Korea appears to have accidentally sent a missile crashing down into a city during a test that went awry last April. And this is coming from a new open source intelligence report that was revealed yesterday. North Korea tested a new intermediate range ballistic missile six times last year. The first three tests ended in failure, with one of those tests sending the missile into a town not too far away from the test site. So he continues to do this at the expense of his own. I put at the top of that article, oopsie. Well, Bill O'Reilly, he's not on Fox anymore, you know, but he's still talking. You have to pay for his podcast, which I refuse to do, but he's on Newsmax, and I have seen his articles, and I've seen those who write about him. I haven't watched him. I got a kick out of some of what Bill did. I didn't always agree with what Bill did, but this is why I don't trust political talk show hosts, and I'm one of them, but my political side is leaning towards liberty. I don't really care about either one of the parties. The ones I care about are we the people, the Republic. And I want to talk about what Bill O'Reilly has to say about Mitt Romney running for Senate when we come back. 877-895-5410. Do you think that would be a good idea to have Mitt Romney as a senator? 877-895-5410. I didn't even think it was a good idea to have him for president. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
A
moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. When I went into the break, I mentioned to you something about Bill O'Reilly and what he said about Mitt Romney. He says Mitt Romney should run for Senate. Well, I know he's going to. He's drooling over the Orrin Hatch's Senate seat. And Orrin Hatch announced, you know, a day or two ago that he's going to retire after this is over. And he's been there a long, long time, as most of them have been. If you remember, I have said presidents come and presidents go, but Congress stays and stays and stays and plays and you pay. He says, I see him as being a very solid choice for the people of Utah if they are Republicans. If Romney wants to run, he's going to win, and that's it. So he's there if he wants it, and I think he probably will run. And I've heard more than one person say that if he runs, he will win it. He says, I like Mitt Romney. I thought he did very good job as governor of Massachusetts, and I worked up there, so I knew him pretty well. I didn't like the way he ran his campaign against Barack Obama. I thought he pulled many, many punches. I thought he was on the defensive, and I don't think he articulated his vision for the country very well. But he's a Mormon in Utah, and he certainly knows public policy, and I think he's honest, so why not run? He is good for the Republican Party. Well, I guess that depends on what you want the Republican Party to be. If you want to continue down the road of big government, which is what he did in Massachusetts, he basically had Romney Care in Massachusetts. And if you're listening in Massachusetts and you like that, then I guess maybe you need to let me know, although we're in the final segment, we're about out of time. I believe it should come out of the states rather than the federal government. But I really don't think insurance forced on the people is what's going to make health care less expensive. It hasn't proved to be that way. In fact, it's proved to be the opposite. So he seemed to know all about that because he'd done it in Massachusetts. And I guess Massachusetts was, for the most part, happy with him as governor, and that's okay with me. I'm all right with that. But here he's from Utah, and he goes to Massachusetts, and he becomes governor. Now he's going to go back to Utah, and he's going to run for Senate, and he'll probably be senator. He's not a friend of the president, so he's going to buck him all the way. So maybe he's going to take the place of John McCain when John McCain can no longer serve. To be a constant thorn in the flesh to the president of the United States, even though he's a Republican, part of the Republican Party. And, of course, we know that he has his eyes on the presidency, and that didn't work too well the first time, did it? The first few times. I can't say whether he will or will not run. I assume he will. He wants it. It's his foot in the door. But I don't think he's necessarily good for the Republican Party. Because the Republican Party has gone down the wrong road, just like the Democrat Party has gone down the wrong road. They are taking care of themselves. They're not taking care of we the people. It's no longer about a republic. It's about a democracy, which is not what we were designed to be. It's no longer about being governed locally. It's about being dictated from D.C. So they have pulled a lot of things in the last many years, many through many administrations, both Republican and Democrat, to put the hammer on you. We are now some of the most taxed people on the globe. Did you know that? Did you know that? So President Donald Trump passes this tax reform, and that gets very little. Well, we're all forgotten about it by now. Well, here's an example. I know we're about out of time, but here's an example of something that bothers me. It bothers me because I had mentioned on my previous show with Melody Cederstrom that it's confusing to me, but the confusion isn't really a confusion as to why this happened. We know why it happened. But this is a young woman, a millennial, and she sees Senator Ted Cruz and his wife and his daughters at a movie during the Christmas season at the movie theater. And she comes up and she wants to do a photo op with them. And while she's in the photo op with him, she says, "Say socialism will win." And Senator Cruz, being quick to wit, says, "It's not going to." Now, I don't trust Senator Ted Cruz any farther than I can throw him. I don't trust any of these politicians, including the president, any farther than I can throw them. But what bothers me is that these young people have fallen for the lies of socialism. And had Hillary not cheated, had she not done a dirty deed against Bernie Sanders, he might very well be president right now. So maybe we should thank her dishonest ways. The Democrat Party is very vocal about being socialistic. I read here several weeks back that the socialism does work. But that's the next one. It hasn't worked yet. It hasn't been successful for people yet. The Republic has been, but we have failed to keep it, as Benjamin Franklin said. It's a republic if you can keep it. But the nature of man is to get comfy and lay back and let somebody else do the job. And so we elect Congress over and over and over again. And they have done a number on we the people. Presidents come, presidents go. But Congress stays and stays and plays, and we the people pay. We pay taxes, we pay permits, we pay licenses, and we pay with less liberty, less freedom, more dependence, and less independence. Do those things mean anything to we the people? I fear they do not. Now, I don't believe all the millennials believe in socialism, but I believe there's a lot of our young people who have been fed a bucket load of lies, and they're in debt, and so they're buying it. Truth will always set you free. That is scriptural, and that is the only way, through truth, to bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.